I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN, Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight. Wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes sir, not a follow up. Fit the box, fit the mold.
Welcome back to Greggett and Hooks. Which one's a bigger storyline for you, Hooksy? Adrian Martinez or Wandale, whether which one of them plays?
Yes. probably
God,
for me.
It's not a yes
it's,
or no.
For me, it's going to be Martinez.
Well, it's not a yes or no.
It's going to be Martinez. For me.
For the record.
QB1's got to get back.
For the record.
Get that offense. At least. I believe the fact that if Martinez gets back and is in the game, what we talked about for a week or so now, and we talked at the beginning of this show, mm-hmm. if you're going to get to the identity you want it to be,
he's got to be in.
He's got to be in.
I'm with you on
that's
that.
That's the reason I'm for Adrian Martinez.
I'm 100% with you on that. Wandale obviously is an amazing talent,
yep.
and I'm excited to see his future at Nebraska. I would have kid gloves in terms of how I yep. treat his injury. That kid needs to be as explosive as possible for as many games as possible, and I don't want to have a high ankle sprain or whatever it could be affect that down the road. So I would definitely recommend that. I think if Martinez, if you feel like he's a go, you got to get him in there so you can get rolling. Can I ask you something on Vedrill? I don't want to set you up on accident here. Yeah. I'm going to be harsh. Okay. On my answer to this question. But how did Vedrill play?
I will use the word serviceable.
Okay, then that's all I needed to hear. I heard a couple other radio shows saying that he was really good, and he was not.
Serviceable.
He was serviceable. I will go with that. Now, I think he could be fine. Mm-hmm. He'll be fine if he plays this week. You know, we'll try to get through it. I hope he has a great game, but he'll be fine. I just couldn't believe how many people said I heard a lot of people talking like he had a great game, and that was not the situation.
Yeah. Can we get something straight here? Adrian Martinez is a way better quarterback than Noah.
Yes,
Vedrill.
He is. Boy, and it's again, not knocking Noah. There's a reason Adrian is being hyped as a Heisman guy
right.
and possible NFL guy.
Mm-hmm. I keep telling people that one. I mean, the most popular guy is always the backup quarterback most times on the
field. So is it bunches there. Of touchdowns
right?
now?
No, but you
as
know
long
what I'm saying?
But
if he was,
oh, no, it's
and
McCaffrey.
I'm not knocking Noah, but if he was better, he'd be starting.
Yes.
He'd be the guy. Like, Martinez mm-hmm. wouldn't be the guy. It's not like they just, well, we got Martinez here. He has to play. It's if Noah was better, he'd play.
Yeah, a lot of people were happy that Vedrill was playing in that game up in Minnesota. And I just didn't understand.
He was fine. Like, he was fine. And I've heard the take that he was. I heard one person say he played really well. If that was really well, then we're in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
In terms of the back. Like, he played all right. Yeah. I think he's capable of playing better than he did. But he played all right. He was all right.
Yeah.
He wasn't the number one problem.
He didn't hurt us.
Right.
For the most part.
That's a good point.
But I just.
Agree. He didn't hurt us.
I don't know. That notion that he was anything other than serviceable during that game is silly. And it's people just need to relax on that a little bit. You know, Adrian's got all this potential. He's not been very good this year. And in his not very good play, it was still better than what we got out of that game. Mm-hmm. There's a couple times where there was a play that Noah made where I was like, all right, way to go, buddy.
All right, good job.
That's what I'm talking about. But there was other times where mm-hmm. I was like, oh boy. You know, certain reads when the run fit and that kind of stuff.
Well, you can't. There's just things he doesn't do that Martinez can do that we've seen.
The other one, I heard someone also say difference maker with Cade Warner. Can he be one? Can he be, and define it too? Because remember, when we talk about difference maker, they could be different levels, right? You could be a Wandale difference maker, or you could be a guy that steps in. Like, if Stoll were to step up a little bit and get a few more catches a game, he'd be, at the moment, a difference maker for the team. I think that.
that is where I would go. If you're going to define difference maker in a lot of different ways, difference maker would be a guy that can get open and maybe create more space for someone else.
Here's the deal. If they're confident that Cade will be where they need him to be at the time they need him to be, by all means, get in there.
Well, if you can trust him to do the things,
yes.
He has shown over the last couple years, right, to be trusted.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
And I think
he's
that'll help
the
coaching staff.
Yeah, he's running the right routes, or if he's blocking in the right part of the scheme, and he's catching some passes and not dropping them, whatever yards he gets. If you can trust a guy like that, put him on the field.
But again, of course, the only reason people are thinking this is because he had two big plays at Minnesota.
Look, man, he got in. That's good. Like, I hope. They got to find it from somewhere. And there is no reason that Cade Warner can't catch 2 to 3 passes a game because the staff should be able to get him open within their offense. Like, there should be 2 to 3 plays where they jog out there and they're like, hey, man, you know, we're running these routes because
you're going to be open.
You're the guy that's going
right.
to be open.
I mean, as far as
they're not going to expect it.
Right. Anything to lift us up.
Correct. Put some teams in some tough spots with Cade Warner running a little out route and Spielman on the outside, same side, running a post.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Whichever one they decide to lock on to, throw to the other guy. I can do that. I can dig it. A lot of times it might be Cade. That'd be fine. And then once he catches a bunch of those and gets, you know, a couple first downs, they're going to have to rethink their process. That's what this offense has been missing. Is Woodyard catching a ball or at least being targeted down the sideline because he's fast. All right. If that kid goes in motion, we know he might get the ball. We got
to
guard him.
Well, it's been easy to predict. This offense has been so easy for defenses to predict.
Which is insane to me because of how good of a play caller Scott Frost is. So I'm excited to see. Hopefully they move that forward. Are you expecting any changes to the offensive line today?
Yeah, I would see some. I think you might see Brock Bando, maybe jumping into that spot there a little bit. But I don't expect to see many. That's probably the one because we've seen the sub come in against Minnesota. That could be one of them. Now, there is a chance that you could see some other kids maybe getting some time, but I don't think when you look at depth chart-wise, you'll see anything different. But I would not anticipate, but that would be the one that wouldn't be a surprise to me.
You think you see Vedrill? Number one?
It depends on if...
I think they're going to leave it exactly the way it's been.
Really?
It'll be the whole... I think you'll still see Martinez, Vedrill, and after that. I think it's going to be Martinez number one.
Yeah.
Not that he'll play. He was listed number one last week, too, by the way.
No, I don't... Yeah. They'll be all right there. Mills, I look forward this week to seeing if they can get him involved a little bit more in the offense and really get him going. I think he's steadily improved. He's been all right. You know, if we're being super honest on this thing, he's been all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them continue to get him comfortable in what he's doing. And if they're able to do that, I think you got a shot at some good stuff there. But I don't know. 2-point underdog at home, man, against Indiana.
Watch that number. Watch that number move after the depth chart gets released.
Which direction?
I think you'll see that thing come back to maybe a pick'em or Nebraska being favored.
Okay.
Be my guess. I mean, there's so many unknowns right now with it. That'll change.
All right, guys. We'll take callers number 5 and caller 10. Both get movie tickets, 2 tickets, any movie you want to, down at the Grand Theater on us at Greggeth & Hooks. Back tomorrow.